Hello?
Hello, my name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. Today we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion. Can you tell me, with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Republican, thank you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for the U.S. Senate, the Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Pasco County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail in ballot, you can indicate that as well. You are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, not registered to vote, or you have already voted?
I'm voting by absentee ballot.
Okay. And can you tell me what is your main racial background?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, can you tell me what is your age?
70.
70, okay, thank you. And now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well, and we will move on to the next one. The first one is Gabriel Papadopoulos.
Don't know him.
Okay. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Can't stand her.
Okay. Do you have a somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable opinion?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Chris Knuckle.
Don't know.
Okay. The next one is Lisa Jaeger.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Mike Fasano.
Favorable.
Okay. Then we have Jack Mariano.
Favorable.
Thank you. And the last one is Christina Fitzpatrick.
Unfamiliar with her.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. Now I'm going to ask you a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary election. If the Republican primary election for Pasco County Superintendent of Schools were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? John Legg or Michelle Mandarin?
John Legg.
Okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for John?
Probably voting.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 4 were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Gabriel Papadopoulos, Christina Fitzpatrick, or Lisa Jaeger?
Lisa.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Lisa Jaeger?
Probably.
Okay, thank you. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Jack Mariano or Gina Finocchiario?
Jack.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Jack Mariano?
Probably.
Okay, thank you. And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Lisa Jaeger and her campaign for Pasco County Commission in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Lisa Jaeger, you can indicate that as well. Did you saw a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message? Did you receive a visit to your home from Lisa Jaeger or a campaign volunteer? Something else, or you haven't seen, read, or heard anything?
I think I got something in the mail, but I don't remember.
Okay. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Lisa Yeager in the election for Pasco County Commission? If it made a difference, you can indicate that as well.
Did not make a difference.
Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. This is for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Moderate, thank you. And can you tell me what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Professional school.
Okay, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Bye.